The next patient is James Phipps. The last name is P-H-I-P-P-S. James, J-A-M-E-S. This is the clinical case of a 60-year-old white male that suffers from cerebral palsy and is following this practice because of the presence of hyponatremia associated to the syndrome of inappropriate ADH, secondary to medications to control the seizure disorder, like oxcarbazepine, O-X-C-A-R-B-A-Z, like in Zulu, E-P-I-N-E, period. Fortunately, the patient has been treated with a regular intake of sodium and the fluid restriction, and the sodium has been recently reported 132 milliequivalents per liter. That was on February the 5th. Potassium chloride, CO2, and sodium. Excuse me. Potassium chloride and CO2 are with the normal range. The blood sugar is 112. The patient has a creatinine of 0.51, a BUN of 9, and an estimated EFR that is more than 100 mLs per minute, period. Our recommendation is to continue taking the same medications. Our recommendation is to continue allowing the patient to have salt in the diet and a fluid restriction that is between 45 and 50 ounces in 24 hours. The patient has been asymptomatic. Number two, the patient has a hemoglobin of 11.4 in the presence of a serum iron that was reported to be 170 on January 25th of 2023. We don't know the iron saturation. B12 levels are with a normal range. We are recommending to get the iron saturation, and if it is less than 30%, the recommendation is supplementation of iron. Following number. The patient has a B12 level of 676 that is therapeutic. Following number, vitamin D is at 34.2, which is therapeutic. The TSH, following number, TSH is 2.73, which is within range. We have to order the hyperlipidemia for the next appointment. The blood pressure has been under control, 110 over 67. At one time, the blood pressure was slightly elevated. Following number, the patient has a history of seizures. With the administration of the oxcarbazepine, has arrested those seizures. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease treated with PPIs is asymptomatic. We are going to reevaluate this case in 6 months with laboratory workup. Thanks a lot for the referral.